USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The president assures women seeking abortions will have the support of his administration.
I will do all in my power to protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
On the Republican side of the aisle, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the court ruling returns the issue of abortion to the states and the American people.
The right to life has been vindicated. The voiceless will finally have a voice. This great nation can now live up to its core principle that all are created equal.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's doing everything he can to help U.S. veterans captured by Russia. Earlier this week, a Kremlin spokesman said the men, both from Alabama, were involved in illegal activities and firing at Russian troops in Ukraine. Speaking with NBC News, Zelensky saying he's confident they'll be reunited with their families and the story would have a good end. He went on to say he believes Russia is using the captured Americans to pressure the United States to speak directly to Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
Juul is asking a federal appeals court on Friday for a temporary block on the Food and Drug Administration's ban of its e-cigarettes, the request coming less than a day after the health agency told the company that it had to pull its vaping products off the U.S. market. With continuing coverage of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from our West Coast News Bureau.
After 63 million American baby deaths, Roe v. Wade in the United States is no longer a constitutional right. The Supreme Court of the United States overruled it on Friday. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor Thursday says Democrat activists are promising violence against Americans.
The far left is promising that all of this will only be the prelude to the main event if they don't like the rulings coming down the pike. One activist group is promising that our cities will be submerged in, quote, listen to this.
Another federal lawsuit is being filed against the Oxford School District in Michigan over a deadly shooting back on November 30th. Sandra Cunningham's daughter, Phoebe Arthur, was wounded in the neck and cheek by gunfire from alleged gunman Ethan Crumley. There have been 6 lawsuits filed in the state and federal court on behalf of the 4 victims killed and those wounded in the shooting. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.